Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. More than 138,000 people have been vaccinated against the coronavirus in France. This first assessment comes 2 weeks after the start of the campaign, which was initially criticised for its slow start. The Île-de-France has seen the most vaccinated in France at more than 30,000 people. From next week, the vaccination will open to all people over 75 years. Olivier Véran will be questioned on his vaccination strategy today by the Social Affairs Committees of the Assemblée Nationale and the Senate. The World Health Organization has warned that there will be no collective immunity in 2021 despite the vaccines, and has stressed the importance of ongoing protective measures such as physical distancing, hand washing, and mask wearing. For now, a reconfinement is not the preferred course of action in France, although Jean Castex has not ruled it out as a last resort. The government seems to want to bet on the 6 p.m. curfew measures, which from this evening will involve a total of 25 departments. This list could still grow depending on the contamination figures, and otherwise the curfew will remain at 8 p.m. elsewhere. The husband of the missing woman, Delphine Jubilard, will soon be questioned by investigators. The woman disappeared almost a month ago in Le Tarn, and searches have yielded nothing. Belongings from the family's house have been seized and must be analysed. Delphine Jubilard's husband could help to clarify things, and his lawyer has assured that his client is ready to answer questions. Twitter has deleted 70,000 accounts linked to QAnon. This movement brings together the promoters of conspiracy theories in the United States, and several QAnon members were in Washington last week during the invasion of the Capitol. Twitter has also blocked Donald Trump's account, as he has been accused of having encouraged his supporters to disrupt the certification of President-elect Joe Biden. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.